From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today, an update on the regional economy. We'll also look at one challenge a dairy producer says could be on the horizon, labor shortages. It's Wednesday, January 7th. Here are today's stories. It was a challenging year for manufacturers in the middle of the country, and one top Midwest economy watcher says buckle up for more. SDPB's CJ Keene reports.
Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says, new year, same economy, for the most part, but even slower than 2025. He publishes a monthly survey of the Midwest economy that includes the Dakotas.
Well, what we're seeing, at least according to the manufacturing supply managers, they're getting a little concerned about the tariffs. At first, they were supportive of tariffs. Now they're getting less and less supportive of the tariffs. Probably less than half support the tariffs. About 37.5% say they're opposed to the tariffs.
Goss says that, among other economic concerns, is reflected in the similar nationwide survey of manufacturers.
GDP is growing at a reasonable pace, certainly for the third quarter of 25 and the fourth quarter of 25, yet job growth was not there. If you look at the BLS numbers, if you take in the margin of error, somewhere between a loss of 70,000 jobs and a gain of 200,000 jobs. Now that's a wide span of jobs, but nonetheless, it's very clear that the job market is weakened.
Goss says the way tariff policy is being wielded in Washington creates inherent unease in the business community.
If you're thinking about expanding and selling abroad, it certainly has an impact. You look at China, what happened there, Xi Jinping, he retaliated. And we saw that cut exports of agriculture and livestock to China by 80 to 90%, depends on the state that we survey.
Meanwhile, metal investments, think gold, silver, and copper, are up as the value of fiat or hard currencies are falling. Goss says international actions are driving those prices up.
Well, you might be pulling out some of your gold fillings to be selling because the prices are now broken above 4,400 and silver above 80, at least. There's going to be some fallout there, and we'll have to wait and see. But the prices are up today, and they've been up this week with turmoil across the globe. In Venezuela, as we talk. But that's creating uncertainty, and uncertainty likes gold.
Goss says fallout from policy, most recently Venezuela, hits the economy in South Dakota and the rest of the region downstream.
The drama does have impacts on the local market. That's volatility and uncertainty. Markets don't like uncertainty.
This comes as state house lawmakers are considering Senate Bill 7, which would modify the tax rate on gold in South Dakota. The current severance tax on gold is $4 per ounce. If passed, SB 7 would change that to 1% of that gold's market value. He adds other investments could also see the wind taken out of their sails in the coming weeks.
I expect other prices, for example, the Fantastic 7, the Beautiful 7, ever how we wish to characterize them. There's going to be some of the air taken out of that bubble, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
The so-called Magnificent Seven are seven large, well-performing tech companies: Google's parent company Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta Platforms, which owns Facebook, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Tesla. With all this in mind, a question remains.
We haven't seen to any large extent, any reshoring that was the company bringing back to the U.S. of manufacturers because of tariffs. Now that there will be some of that. There's little doubt the president's correct on that. But the question is how much?
Goss says it looks like those returns will be less than the president promised and on a much larger time scale.
I don't think we're ever going to bring baseball manufacturing back to the U.S., but we might expand medical equipment manufacturing in the U.S. We might see some automobile production coming back to the U.S., but again, that's a long-term proposition.
Ultimately, Goss predicts, despite months of volatile financial policy, the president will keep his foot down on current economic trends.
He's not taking his foot off the accelerator, and the economy's not taking its foot off the brakes. And he's willing to, he's like Xi Jinping, I guess, in a sense that Xi Jinping's not running for office again, and President Trump's not running for office again. But his Congress does face an election in the fall, in November of this year, of course.
Looking to 2026, Goss sees output growing for manufacturers, but no meaningful growth in revenues. Further, he predicts electricity prices to rise and short-term interest rates to drop in the next year. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
While all South Dakota dairies may not be feeling the pinch of stricter immigration enforcement yet, one producer says it's coming. At a downtown Sioux Falls Rotary meeting, some stakeholders from the state's dairy industry discussed current and future issues of the industry. One of those topics included immigration. The dairy industry is known to employ higher clips of non-U.S. citizens than some other industries due to the job's physical demand. Tim Dendulk owns three dairies and a milk condensing plant in the state. He told the audience it's hard to find labor for dairy.
We could pay some people $35, $40 an hour to milk a cow, and I still don't think we would get them to be milkers for a 12-hour shift 5 to 6 days a week.
He says his operation uses employees on TN visas. Those allow Canadian and Mexican immigrants to work in the U.S. up to 3 years.
So far, it's been good. We have not seen the workflow or employee flow slow down, but we expect that to happen in the next 5 years. We expect to be extremely difficult to find employees, especially if we don't allow more laborers in.
South Dakota's dairy industry hasn't been immune to stricter immigration enforcement. South Dakota Searchlight reported that Drumgoon Dairy near Lake Norden had been audited by the Department of Homeland Security in early October. That led to the dairy losing over half their employees. On the cheese side of dairy, one of South Dakota's major cheese-producing companies says it's not feeling huge impacts right now. Bell Brands in Brookings is in the process of doubling its cheese capacity. Jake Anderson is the plant director of the Brookings plant.
We are well aware that 150 new employees is a pretty significant number for the community of Brookings, but we've already laid some building blocks to really help us become the employer of choice.
However, Anderson acknowledged the current challenges for the dairy industry.
So right now, we don't have an issue staffing our plant. Certainly, it is something that we do need to keep an eye on. It is certainly the talk of a lot of organizations, and what does the future look like?
According to the Governor's Office of Economic Development, the state's dairy industry generates $7.2 billion in total economic output every year. The Rapid City Hope Center is officially dissolving after 2 years without a physical home. In a community with a significant unhoused population, it marks one fewer resource to turn to during cold winter months. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
The Daytime Mission Center stopped serving unhoused community members in December of 2023. At the time, it served up to 300 unhoused individuals a day. In a social media post, the organization said since then it sought to find and open a new location. But that search was unsuccessful, and now the board is dissolving. Representatives from the Hope Center could not be reached for comment on the dissolution. But in a 2023 SDPB interview, Executive Director Melanie Tim says it's a serious loss for Rapid City.
I don't know where people are going to go, and I hate saying that, but that's the reality. I don't know where people are going to go. No one does exactly what we do.
Tim explains precisely what this means for the Hope Center clientele.
The room was just silent. He burst into tears, and he said, "You mean our family is breaking up?" And I tried to assure him that we'd do everything that we could to stay connected to him.
The financial struggles for the organization began with the rent on their former facility doubling. Those struggles were then compounded by the Rapid City Council denying a permit to move the Hope Center into a larger, already purchased facility. Lorianne Peterson was the president of the Hope Center's board. In 2023, she said city leadership put significant hurdles in the way.
We've also been told often that we're not desired to be in the downtown area. And so without being able to be close to downtown or anywhere near residential, that kind of limits where we can go.
This despite the fact most of the population in need of the Hope Center services spend their time in the downtown neighborhood. In the social media post announcing the dissolution, leadership writes that they intend to donate their remaining funds to four other local organizations doing similar work. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
A Sioux Falls man convicted of killing his wife is sentenced to 45 years in prison. Jimmy Ledbetter received that sentence in a Lincoln County courtroom Tuesday. Court documents say he killed Angela Ledbetter at a home in southwestern Sioux Falls in October of 2024. This took place after Angela filed for divorce. Jimmy Ledbetter initially pleaded not guilty. He later pleaded guilty to manslaughter as part of a plea deal. A former South Dakota State employee is facing charges for allegedly falsifying records. 56-year-old Nova Collins of Spearfish was arraigned this week in Lawrence County Circuit Court. Authorities say Collins falsified investigative reports while she worked for the Department of Social Services Child Protective Services. The crimes happened in early 2025. Attorney General Marty Jackley says Collins faces 4 felony counts and 1 misdemeanor charge. The City of Brookings is continuing a series of incentive programs aimed at improving its downtown area. The grants are available to businesses or property owners for things like historic preservation efforts or safety improvements. The City Council adopted the incentive programs in 2024. For 2026, over $300,000 are available. Applications are now open. Officials say last year, 16 downtown projects received funding. The 2026 South Dakota legislative session is still nearly a week away, but we're already seeing dozens of bills being introduced. The Legislative Research Council's website shows more than 60 bills already on tap, but many more are on the way. In recent years, the legislature has seen, on average, around 500 bills per session. Generally, a little under half end up passing and becoming law. Some of the early bills include an act allowing for the removal of a county commissioner and another creating a tax exemption for data centers. Attorney General Marty Jackley is also introducing a host of bills, including one allowing law enforcement to seize cryptocurrency that's part of a criminal investigation. You can find a link to all the bills introduced so far at sdpb.org/news. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.